We have a major update on OG Anunoby and that elbow inflammation. If you guys recall, that elbow became inflamed, so much so that he had to be sent home from the current road trip to get an MRI. We're going to break down exactly what's happening with his elbow right now, and we're also going to give you updates on Mitchell Robinson and Julius Randle, and potentially when they can return for the New York Knicks. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks will not rush back OG Anunoby as he's dealing with that elbow inflammation. And this is the smartest move the New York Knicks could do. Anunoby, when healthy, is one of the New York Knicks' biggest weapons. He is a threat when he's out there, especially defensively. And when he's out there for the New York Knicks, they're 15-2. Talk about impact. He is one of their key players. So if he needs a couple of extra days to rest, if he needs to miss a couple of extra games, so that way he turns back to being 100% healthy and he's fully locked in and he can come back and help this Knicks team have a deep playoff push, that is all we need from Anunoby. And according to Ian Begley, an SNY NBA insider, he actually reported the following about Anunoby and that inflammation in his elbow. And I gotta say, it's good news. According to Ian Begley, the approach to Ananobi's current ailment will be a conservative one. Per people briefed on the matter, the team will not rush Anunoby back. But it's worth noting that the irritation in his elbow has shown improvement since Monday. People briefed on the matter said this on Tuesday. Shout out to Ian Begley, an SNY NBA insider, for giving us this following Anunoby update about that elbow inflammation. It is very good to hear and a positive sign to hear the inflammation and all that irritation he's been dealing with in that elbow has improved since Monday. That means it's likely he could return in the next few games. But it's clear, as Ian Begley just stated, the New York Knicks are not going to rush back Anunoby under any circumstances. And nor should they. They have Denver on Thursday. Once they face Denver, their schedule actually gets easier for the next 3 or 4 games. After that, it picks up again and it gets difficult again. So if the Knicks want to give Anunoby a few extra days, a few extra games of rest, they can actually do so and not feel too bad, because after Denver, the couple of games after them, those teams are bottom of the barrel teams. We're talking about the Spurs, the Nets, the Detroit Pistons, the Toronto Raptors. That means that the New York Knicks, while nothing is guaranteed, even though they're facing those bottom of the barrel teams, because they're so bad, it's likely that they can win those games without OG Anunoby having to play those games. But obviously, if you could get OG Anunoby back, you have no risk to his health, and he's fully healthy, obviously, you take him back, you play him, and you utilize him. Maybe you watch his minutes, but you utilize him. Either way, though, this is good news for OG Anunoby and the New York Knicks. If his elbow inflammation is showing progress, showing improvement, is recovering properly, that means he's not going to miss a couple of weeks. He's likely only going to miss a couple of games. And right now is exactly when you want to miss a couple of games. Maybe not the Denver game. I would love to have OG Anunoby against Denver. But if we're not going to have him for that game, at least have him rest that game and then a couple of these other games where we may not need him and he can get those additional rest days. And then when the schedule gets a little bit tougher and the seating is going to matter even more, you bring Anunoby back. Hopefully he helps you solidify your spot in that place in the playoffs, whether that be the 3 spot or the 4 spot. Either way, Anunoby should help with that. And then especially when you get into the playoffs, Anunoby, having a fully healthy OG Anunoby on your roster is going to make the difference for the New York Knicks as they try to navigate to have that deep postseason run. We're going to move from one key player on the New York Knicks in OG Anunoby to another key player in Julius Randle, because SNY NBA insider Ian Begley has an update about Randle and that shoulder injury. But unfortunately, folks, it isn't much different from the update that we reported on this channel just a few days ago. Either way, let's take a look at the latest update about Julius Randle and his recovery from that shoulder injury. According to Ian Begley, he noted that after the Kings game, there hasn't really been an update about Julius Randle and his progression to full contact, which is his next step in recovery. According to Begley, Randle has been able to do everything else on the court as he tries to play through that shoulder dislocation. 3 people I spoke with who are familiar with the situation expressed confidence that Randle would ultimately return to the court. He has been sidelined since late January with that shoulder ailment. Shout out to SNY's Ian Bagley for giving us the following update about Julius Randle. Unfortunately, folks, it's not really a major update about Randle. If anything, it covers a lot of the same things that we covered earlier on in a video that we dropped about Randle this week. If you didn't check that video out yet, definitely go ahead and do so. But right now, covering the recent update that we heard from Ian Bagley about Randle, it is good news in the fact that they're confident that Randle will return to the court this season. But that really wasn't an issue for me. I wasn't concerned about that because as soon as Randle had that injury, I always thought that Randle was going to return for the Knicks this season. If not during the regular season, definitely during the postseason. And it seems like that's his trajectory right now anyways, to return late this season or at the very earliest during the postseason. Either way, that's a good news sign for Julius Randle. The bad news, though, is that he might not get the chemistry to play with the guys that we want him to play with. We want him to play with Bojan. We want him to play with Burks. We want him to play with Dante, Jalen Brunson, this current version of Jalen Brunson and what he's been doing, Mitchell Robinson, and a fully healthy Knicks roster. Because if you're going into the playoffs with Julius Randle, even though he's not fully healthy, he's as healthy as he can be with that shoulder injury. And you have to deal with that, plus a fully healthy Knicks team, and you have no chemistry built up, that's going to be a very serious issue. You're going to need to build up chemistry, especially if you want to have success in the postseason. So that's the only thing I'm worried about with Randle and his return. And clearly, there's still not a return date for Randle. There's still an open-ended date for his return, a question mark. He hasn't taken full contact yet. In my opinion, given this is where Julius Randle is in his recovery, it's become absolutely clear. Randle will likely not return until there's maybe two or three games left of the regular season. Now, I don't hope that. I don't wish that. I want Randle to come back earlier. The Knicks need Randle earlier because having Randle back a few more games before the regular season ends just gives the Knicks more time to gain that chemistry, gel a little bit better. So Randle coming back earlier is an absolute win for the New York Knicks and the New York Knicks fan base. But the main issue for me regarding Randle is the fact that he did not move from the same spot in terms of his recovery than last week. He is still in that same spot. We were waiting for him to take full contact. We are still waiting for him to take full contact. That was a week ago. We are still here, still at the same place. We haven't moved. That is the main concern for me with Julius Randle. You want to see a progression. You want to see movement in recovery. If he's staying in the same place in recovery, that is absolutely concerning. And until we hear an update about Randle moving into full contact and going in that direction, I am going to continue to be concerned about Randle and his return to the court for the New York Knicks. But that's not where we stop. We have another player to talk about regarding the New York Knicks and their injuries. You know who I'm talking about. Mitchell Robinson. We heard Mitchell Robinson has been running. He's been jumping. He's been shooting. So where is he? Why has he not returned yet for the New York Knicks? Well, we have an update about him and his return to the floor. And this is coming from NBA Insider with ESPN, Ryan Windhorst. According to Windy, and shout out to the New York basketball account on the app X for giving us the following information. Mitchell Robinson should be back before the end of the month. They're only going to get better as long as they get healthy. At the time we're shooting this video, March ends in 11 days. That means Mitchell Robinson should return for the New York Knicks in around 11 days before the month ends, according to Brian Windhorst. And honestly, this is not a surprise or a shock because Mitchell Robinson and his progress and where he was anticipated to return for the Knicks was before April, before his birthday. And that looks exactly when he's going to return for the New York Knicks, at least according to Windhorst. And the New York Knicks need Mitchell Robinson back in the worst type of ways because Isaiah Hartenstein right now is still dealing with a sore Achilles. Even though he's ramping up just a little bit and he's coming along just fine, he still needs a little bit more time to rest. And if you have somebody like Mitchell Robinson, that's definitely going to give iHeart a chance to rest, recover, and get better for the postseason. Because the postseason for the Knicks is the most important thing. You want a fully healthy New York Knicks roster when you're headed to the playoffs. So that should be the goal and the focus for the Knicks. Other than that, they should try to win as many games as they can. Get people back. Work them into rotation rhythm and form, and also make sure they're not exceeding heavy minutes because that's the only thing Tom Thibodeau is going to need to work on right now. If he doesn't work on that and continues to play these guys heavy minutes, even after they return from injury, it could mean bad things for the New York Knicks moving forward. It could mean burnout for the New York Knicks moving forward. You don't want that. So if you're Tom Thibodeau and the New York Knicks coaching staff and you can avoid certain situations, that's what you should do. Get your players back. I'm happy they're returning, but monitor their minutes as they're returning. Monitor their situation as they're returning. Monitor their ailments as they're returning, because that's what you need to do to make sure they're fully healthy for the postseason. And the way you do that is by managing minutes, speaking to your players, and ensuring that you're checking their ailments each and every day and ensuring that they get the rest that they need if they're dealing with soreness, pain, or any type of discomfort. If you're doing that as the New York Knicks, you will set yourself up for postseason success, because that's what it takes to have postseason success. You need to have a fully healthy roster, you need to understand your players, and you need to manage them well. The Knicks do that, they are going to be a very dangerous team come this playoffs. But those are the injury updates that we have for today regarding OG Anunoby, Julius Randle, and Mitchell Robinson. And honestly, it sounds like we're going to get OG Anunoby and Mitchell Robinson back sometime this month before March ends. Julius Randle is the only question mark. We do not know when we're going to get Randle back. We should have got him back a lot earlier. And honestly, he probably should have moved on to full contact already, but he still hasn't. And until he does, the question mark surrounding Randle and his return for the New York Knicks will remain the same. Hopefully, though, we get more information about Randle and his return in the next coming days. But what about you guys? What do you think about these injury updates to our key players in OG Anunoby, Julius Randle, and Mitchell Robinson? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below, and of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.